44% of registered Minnesota voters would choose George W. Bush Jr. over Vice President Al Gore in a two-way race if the election were held now. Gore had 39% support in the most recent Minnesota Public Radio Care Television St. Paul Pioneer Press poll. 17% say they're undecided. And a hypothetical two-way race between Gore and Republican Elizabeth Dole showed a dead heat. 40% for Gore and 39% for Dole, with a margin of error of 5 percentage points. Chris Gilbert, a political scientist at Gustavus Adolphus College, says Bush's popularity with Minnesota voters reflects his appeal nationwide.
It's almost a honeymoon effect. This is the first time he's been a national figure. People were predisposed to like his father, even if they didn't always agree with him, and I think he's benefiting from that.
Gilbert says Gore's numbers may in fact be stronger than Bush's, since Gore has already faced media scrutiny. Unlike his strongest opponent, who's still fairly mum about what he's calling compassionate conservatism. Twin Cities resident Sue Colias, one of those polled, has made up her mind to vote for Bush, even though she doesn't know the details of his political philosophy.
I guess it's more against the Gore bit. I don't see him as too much of a leader, more passive, kind of more or less sick of the whole administration.
Colias echoes other voters who say they're ready for someone new in the White House, especially somebody not associated with President Clinton. But others say Clinton's troubles should not reflect on Gore. They're hoping a second Bush doesn't win the election next year.
That'd be terrible.
E. Bob Gibson is a retired postal worker from West Central Minnesota. He says he's not a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, that he's voted for Republican candidates in the past, but not this time, because he says Al Gore is for the common man.
I think too many people make a mistake of trying to splice Clinton and Gore together. Gore is going to have his own mind, and also he's a great one for the environment.
Minnesotans have a history of voting liberal for the presidency, so in some respects the poll results are surprising. In the last century, Minnesota voters helped elect only two GOP candidates, Eisenhower in 1956 and Nixon in 1972. Since then, it's been Democrat all the way. But Republican George Bush ran strong in 1992, suggesting Minnesota voters are changing their electoral tastes. Political science professor Chris Gilbert.
It reflects, I think, in general, that the DFL party is somewhat down in the state, still recovering from what was a disastrous 1998 campaign, losing the state house and having their what seemed to be a popular gubernatorial candidate not only lose but finish third.
GOP party leaders say they anticipate taking the Minnesota Senate in the next general election. Reform party leaders have hoped Governor Ventura's victory last November would boost the reformers as a legitimate third party in the presidential sweepstakes. But Minnesota voters polled don't want Ventura to be part of the race. A resounding 84% said no when asked if Governor Ventura should find his next ring at the Oval Office. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.